appreciate the message by Brother Chase. It's one of my, over the last several years, heavily on my mind, Fear Not. You know, we sing a song, Fear Not, Little Flock.
Amen.
You know, the Father's on the throne. Fear Not, Little Flock. I appreciate that message very much. I thought I was going to get away from there just speaking this morning. And then I got the old tap, like, out of the bullpen. And the ball tapped me, and I told him, I said, I'm sure they didn't want to come hear me speak this afternoon, especially in the afternoon service, and to do last. So the good news is, it is the afternoon services. And you also got more good news is, I'm really not long-winded, so you're in good shape, okay? But, you know, I talked a little bit about what we do know and what we don't know, things that are very unclear in the world, and what we should do in general. Where are we at? You know, what am I doing? What am I not doing? You know, kind of self-reflect, you know, where I've come from, where I'm at, and where I'm going. But what are we supposed to be doing? We're supposed to be waiting on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord. If you confused about what we should be doing, that's what we should be doing on a daily basis, morning, afternoon, and night, waiting on the Lord. And I'm not talking about waiting around, you know, twiddling your thumbs. So many religions around this world preach about a God twiddling his thumbs, wanting to know if you're going to make a decision based on, you know, for him. My goodness. I'm not talking about that kind of wait. Me and Sister Molly and my wife, we went out to eat the other night, and you know, I called ahead for the call ahead seating, you know, wait list. And so we get there, and they told us, you know, it's going to be about an hour and a half. I'm like, not this guy, okay? not then, and not in the future. I mean, I've never met somebody who found out they're going to have to wait 30 minutes or longer, and they turned around and like, we get to wait. You know, that ain't going to happen. Ain't nobody happy waiting. But I'm talking about waiting on the Lord. When you go to a restaurant, you sit down, you get a waiter. It used to be a waiter, a waitress. Now it's called a what? A server. So-and-so, I'm your server. And that's what we're to do on the Lord. We are to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Right.
The psalmist says in Psalms 27:14, wait on the Lord. Be of good, what? Good courage. It's not just be of courage, you know, have courage, but be of good courage. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. If you have heart trouble, I'm telling you, start waiting on the Lord. He'll strengthen thy heart. He's back in Psalms 25:5, he says, lead me in thy truth. We heard a little bit about the Lord opening our eyes about the truth and his laws. He says here, lead me in thy truth. Teach me. How's the Lord going to teach you? Well, he gave us his word. That's how you're going to be taught of God. He's not going to verbally call you out and say, and teach you like a teacher does in the classroom. How's he going to teach you? He teaches you in his word. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art thy God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day long. How are you going to wait on the Lord all the day long? I've got a job. I've got kids. I've got things to go to, activities. I can't wait on the Lord all day long. You can, brothers and sisters. You can wait on him. He'll give you the strength you need. He'll strengthen thy heart when it's weary. The Isaiah 40:31 is one of my favorite thing from Isaiah, but he says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall what? Renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. You want to renew your strength? It's time to serve the Lord.
Amen.
What did we come here to do this weekend? We come to serve the Lord. A couple of weekends ago, we traveled down to the state of Florida, 750 miles, to a funeral of a man. And funeral services on that Saturday morning. We traveled back from Florida to Tennessee, 750 miles. Got up, went to church the next Sunday morning, went to a funeral Sunday afternoon. And I'm telling you, going to a Primitive Baptist funeral, I'm telling you, I was lifted up. They're like, how can you be lifted up?
Yeah.
Just went to two funerals, traveled 750 miles, but I felt like I was at a weekend meeting. It was. The Lord was proclaimed. It was great, I'm telling you. It was awesome. Waiting upon the Lord. I did. I told Dad and Mom, I was like, you got to be kidding me. I was like, I feel like I just been out of revival. And thinking about it, you should tell somebody else who's not waiting on the Lord, and they're thinking, you're a strange cat. They said they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. You know, eagles carry their young on their back. They don't carry them like most birds. Their strength is here. You know, we sing, leaning on thy everlasting arms. Those arms we can lean upon. Those are arms that carry us through, carry us over the valley of despair. He said, I will renew thy strength. He told Moses in Exodus to tell the people, I carried you out as wings of eagles. I carried you out of Egypt. That's who I am. Amen. He said, they shall run and not be weary. Can run the fight of faith. You know, I have a friend down in Florida. He runs all the time, marathon, marathon, marathon. I'm like, how do you do it? How do you enjoy that? I don't know anybody that enjoys running like that. I mean, he flies to Houston, and, you know, he's got to be weary. He's got to grow that way. But he says, when you wait upon the Lord, you shall run. We are a shall people. I love some shalls. Yeah, hard shall, whatever shall. You can call me what you want. I love the shalls. Yeah. He shall save his people from their sins.
Yeah.
They call its name Jesus. It says, they shall walk and not faint. My mom walks like 5 miles a day. I don't like walking either, to be honest with you, but I know I need to. She does. She's religious about it. She's 5 miles a day, and she's 71. She probably don't like that I said that. But yeah. She's a young 71. He said, and they shall walk. And they shall walk and not faint. He says that over in Galatians, let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we what? There's that shall again. We shall reap. If we what? We faint not. You're going to get tired and weary in well doing if you're at it like you should when you're serving the Lord, when you're serving His people. You know, when you serve the Lord's people, you're serving the Lord.
Amen.
That's what you need to have in your focus. The book of Romans, Paul says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a what? A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, not unto men. We're not looking for the praise and acceptance of men.
Right.
We're looking for the acceptance of Almighty God.
Amen.
Which is your what? It's your reasonable service.
Amen.
It's very reasonable to come this weekend out here to this fellowship, to these people, to be around them, to wait on the Lord, to run, not grow weary, to walk and not faint. We can do that when we're waiting on the Lord. We're serving the Almighty God who has given you all things. I don't have the time. Let me tell you, some people say, well, I got a life. You know, I got better things to do. You know, the Lord's people have eternal life that God has promised before time ever began.
Amen.
That's the life we're concerned about.
Yeah, that's right.
In Luke, book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 38, we have the scene of Mary and Martha coming into the house. Or Martha invited the Lord into the house, which was great. It says in 38, now it came to pass as they went, they entered into a certain village. A certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister named Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. She's waiting on the Lord. She's where she needs to be.
Yeah.
She's listening to the voice of the Son of God. It says he heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him. He said, Lord, does this not care? My sister has left me to serve alone. Bid her, therefore, that she help me. Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. One thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Here Martha is trying to get the Lord to rebuke Sister Mary.
Yeah.
And he ends up rebuking Martha. Not that Martha was doing anything bad. She was in the service.
Right.
But she was going about things in the natural realm.
Yeah.
When Mary was going for the spiritual meat.
Right. Amen.
She came to the table like the woman who came and asked Jesus for just a few crumbs of the master's table.
Yes.
She was down. She was certain. She wanted just a few crumbs, because the crumbs of the Lord are a lot better than the best T-bone you're ever going to eat. Let me tell you, just a little, you know, scraps. I tell you, wasn't that Martha was doing anything bad, but he said, the Lord said she chose the better part. There's a better part than what's out here in this world. There's a better part, and that's where we're at this morning or this afternoon. In Matthew 25 and 38, we want to look at the things when we're serving God. How can we serve God better? And we can do this to others that see have a need. He says in verse 35, "For I was a hungered and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. Naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came unto me." Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, "Lord, when saw we thee hungered and fed thee, thirsty and gave thee drink?" Like, what are you talking about here? He says, when saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee?" And the king shall answer and say unto them, "Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of my brethren, you have done it unto me."
Right.
One of the biggest. And I said, it's one of the least. One of the least of my brother. Mm-hmm. When you come to the feet of the saints of God, and you wash their feet, you're washing the Lord's feet.
Amen.
That's what you're doing, whether you realize it or not.
Yeah.
When you send a card to someone and encourage them in the Lord, you're doing that to God Almighty.
Right.
That's what he's saying here. The least of one of my children. Not the greatest. The least. You see somebody in need, we need to serve the Lord by serving them. Serving your fellow child of God. I want to close. I told you I wouldn't be long. And along what Chase had said earlier about fear not and to everything that's going around in the world today and the trouble that's at every turn. You know, in the book of Lamentations, Jeremiah was, you know, that's one prophet I do not want to be. Okay? State it for the record, please. I hope that's not in the cards for me to preach. You know, I'd rather be Isaiah and comfort ye. But I tell you, Jeremiah was no comforting message to people there. You know, Babylon, the walls falling, and like, it's not good. And that's a lot of what's going on right now. I mean, it's not good. But we're not to fear not. And Jeremiah, Lamentations, he recalled something.
Yeah.
And that's what we're to do. We're to recall things that have gone on in the past and just recall the things that have already happened in this meeting. When troubles arise, when things are not good. He says in verse 21, "This I recall to mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed." It's the only reason we're not consumed today is because of the Lord's mercies.
Amen.
It's because His compassions fail not. My compassions, they fail. I fail to give compassion where I need to give compassion. Okay? Because His compassions, they fail not. Have you ever known the Lord to fail at anything?
No,
I don't think so. Is He going to fail at bringing His children home?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Okay? It's because His compassions they fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. I wish I was as faithful as Him. I tell you, my faith gets strong one day and weak another. Peter's was. He jumped out of that ship ready to hightail it to the Lord. Next thing you know, down. I mean, he had great faith. His faith was tremendous. But just like me, and just like I'm sure you are, may come a time and you take your eyes off the Lord, that faith sinks just like Peter did.
Yeah.
He says, great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion. It's personal. He's my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope, what? In him. The Lord is good unto them that what? Wait for him.
Amen.
He's good.
Amen.
He's great. Greatest thing we've ever known. It is good that a man should both. He says, the Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. It's good. It's good to wait on the Lord. He'll strengthen your heart. He'll help you when you're tired. You're running the race, the rat race of this life. But as you run into the Lord, he'll strengthen thee. He won't allow you to get weary. He'll help you walk and not faint.
Yeah.
We have much to be thankful for. We have much to do in the service of God. And the best thing we could ever do is to wait on him.
Amen. Amen. Amen.